Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or Boone County Daily News.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
It is a Monday. We appreciate you joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Mel is back. Glad to see you. Hope you had a little breather. And you did to enjoy some fireworks.
I worked harder than I have worked the whole time I was here.
Grandbabies will do that to you.
And 4 hours sleep a night, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, the fireworks look nice.
They were good, other than trying, even the little head thingies don't work for grandkids when you're too close to them.
Pretty loud still, wasn't
it? Oh, God, yeah. And one was, like, fascinated. The younger one, which is the one I would have thought would have been screaming. Oh, no, it was the older one who screamed almost the whole time.
She didn't like him?
Not being that close, no.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Too loud.
I didn't know screamed, like, happy or screamed.
Oh, no,
upset.
No, screamed upset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had that with a four-legged dog on my head this morning when just a couple of rounds of thunder came through.
Yeah, I was going to say, we had that thunder this morning.
So, absolutely. Well, we do have a guest on the line. We'll talk about some other things coming up. But in the meantime, we welcome Bob Auth, who is with the Winding Creek Bluegrass Festival. It is coming up here this coming weekend. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Is this Cindy?
It is Cindy, and you have Melissa really? With us, too.
Okay, goes by Mel?
It goes by Mel, that's exactly right.
All right, now I've got Dwayne Davis with me, my partner.
Did you say Blaine?
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne. All right,
Dwayne.
Good.
Yep.
Hi, Dwayne.
I'm good. Happy to be here on the phone.
Well, we're glad to have you folks. And this festival seems to continue to grow. Where some festivals are struggling a little bit, you guys just keep adding and adding and adding.
Oh, we've made it fun this year.
Well, tell us all about the festival and what we can look forward to.
Okay, well, we're calling it this year. It's still the Winding Creek Music Festival, but the twist is Bigfoot Stomp Weekend. And it's a four-day event. It goes from August 13th through the 16th. And we've got some big hitters as far as musicians coming. Hillary Krug is a big hitter. She's on Facebook. She's the gal that plays the fiddle, dances on a board, and sings all at the same time. And she just got back from a tour over in Europe. And we're fortunate to get her for Friday and Saturday night. And then we've got several other big bands that we can talk about. I'm happy just to kind of wait and have you ask me questions, whatever you can say. We're just excited to be online with you and talking about it.
Well, the festival actually starts on Thursday. So what's the kickoff for the big events?
Thursday, we have a Dave Atkins and Mountain Soul. They'll be playing Thursday and Friday. They play bluegrass instruments, but they have a nice country sound. And for the country lovers, that's a good band. And then also on Thursday, we have Acoustic Collection. They're north of Lafayette, and they're a great local band that'll do a good job. And then also we have a band that everybody loves. They're called the Booze Hounds. They're out of the Tipton and Westfield Carmel area, and they're really bringing on some big crowds. So those are the three bands that'll play. And then following the Naked Gun Clan, the last one will play at 9. They come to the Log Cabin Porch, and all those musicians get together with people who like to pick and play, and we've had as many as 40 or 50 people up there at the Log Cabin Porch, and everybody sits around, listens to them, and watches, and just has a good time.
Well, talk about the facility where you have this. I shouldn't say facility. Let's say area where you have this, because it is so pretty in there.
Yeah. It's for many people who used to come to the reenactment called Kokomo, that's where the grounds is, and it's 10 miles west of Kokomo, and the grounds has a lot of shade. There's a couple log cabins on it that were actually built in the 1850s, and we moved them in to the site. And then we've got food vendors, and the stage, Blaine calls it the outhouse.
Is there a reason for that? Do I want to know why we call it the outhouse?
Well, I call it a community outhouse because it's bigger than a regular outhouse.
Okay. I was a little worried there for a moment.
Well, we won't go on the rest of that one.
I feel like there's a story there that we're not going to hear on the radio today.
Probably not. Dwayne and I built the stage, and it's on wheels, and it's served the purpose really well, and everybody loves it. So it's got a little character to it. And this year you're going to see Bigfoot. I've made 13 Bigfoot silhouettes, and they'll be spaced out and around. And then we're going to have some live Bigfoot banjo. They're going to be playing the banjo, Bigfoot, maybe Yeti, and on Friday night and Saturday night. And on Sunday, during the 5K morning run, these Bigfoots are going to be spread around, and they'll be there on the trail live. So if you like to walk or run 5Ks, I'm telling you, this is going to be a hoot.
Well, and that's going to be back through the trails, right?
Back through the trails. And, you know, you can find us on the website at Winding Creek Music Festival. .com. And if you type in Winding Creek Music or Winding Creek Music Festival, or you'll come up and find us either on Facebook or online, and you can go in there and get a map right online, and it'll direct you right to the site. We're out in the middle of nowhere. It's a great setting. It's beautiful, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, let's go back just a little bit and talk about how you and Dwayne kind of got into doing the festival here.
Well, that's another long story, but we used to ride our motorcycles down to Jerusalem Ridge, and so which is a large bluegrass festival, and we're sitting there, and Bob hits me and looks at me and he says, "Hey, we can do this." I said, "What? We can do this? We know we can do this. The bluegrass festival, we can do it." I said, "Well, okay, we'll call some people, find out what we need to do. And probably won't get it this coming year, but the year." No, Bob says, "No, we're going to do it now. We're going to start today. day. So he goes down and gets one of the band, get hold of one of the bands we were listening to, and he hired him that day.
On the spot.
We don't have, I mean, we didn't have a company yet, you know.
That's the way I operate. I fly by the seat of my pants, and it always works out.
I was going to say, it sounds like it's been fruitful for you all these years.
Yeah,
so.
I've heard about that, about you.
Oh, heavy now.
Your reputation precedes you, Bob.
Yeah, well, thank you. I drive Dwayne crazy every now and then.
That's the truth. This is our 16th year, by the way.
16th year you've been doing this.
This thing has really grown over the years, and I know my husband and I, we enjoy going over. We don't live too far from Rushville, and we enjoy going over every year. But you know, we talked about the bands on the first day, but there's bands all week long, and not to mention that, but you also got educational programs going on, which is what I love. I mean, you bring in educational aspect to this as well, so that's really cool. So let's talk about all that.
Okay, well, we've got adult workshops on Saturday morning. The gates open Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and the workshops, they get ramped up, and you can get that again all online on the times, but it's in the morning hours, and 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And there'll be banjo, mandolin, stand-up bass, guitar, and fiddle for adults. And then, more right around lunchtime, we have a two-hour workshop for kids. And that is led by the Central Indiana Bluegrass Association, which is based out of the Marion area. And Debbie Lanning is the president. And we've got some great musicians. And, you know, that's more set up for kids who've maybe never even hardly had their hand on an instrument.
Oh, I love
and,
that.
And we have done pretty well at getting kids to actually play a song. And then we have at 5:30, we have a little debut of all the kids at the fire pit area, which when it's hot, of course, we don't have a fire, but that's where we have it. But you know, I would encourage kids to come and get in this. And 12 and under are free. But if a kid is in school, they have price. But if they come to this workshop and sign up for it and they participate, there's no cost to the kids that participate in the workshop at all. That's our way of trying to keep bluegrass music alive and to keep it going, because it really is a great music. You just got to come and listen to it. As you know, Mel, you come and it's not what some people think it is. They hear that and it turns them off, but it's much better than people give it credit.
Well, people say they don't like it and they've never heard it, so
there you go. I agree with
that's the exact truth.
Dwayne Dance and Bob Auth from the Blue Winding Creek Music Festival are our guests on Party Line this morning. Go ahead, Dwayne. Sorry.
No, that was really it. It's just, you know, there's so much to bluegrass, and, you know, it's all acoustic, and the harmonies that the singers do, the harmonies between the instruments, you know, you've got fiddles, and you've got mandolins, and actually the mandolin was made for people to take the place of a violin originally, and banjo, you know, I mean, how many people get to hear banjo, you know, and of course guitar, and when all those instruments come, and the bass. And when all those instruments come together, it's just great music. And if you've ever watched some of the hands of some of these musicians when they're playing a fast bluegrass song, the hands actually blur, and I'm not joking.
It looks like a hummingbird, really.
It's just those hands go so fast, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. It really is a talent, for sure.
Yes.
Do either of you play an instrument?
Yeah, we both worked at it. I play a fiddle and
guitar for me. No, but I can't play that fast bluegrass.
He dances. Boy, you ought to see him. Boy, he can really dance.
Hey, speaking of dancing.
Yeah, speaking of dancing.
You didn't say anything about, I don't think, Hillary Klug's...
we're having...
lesson, right?
We're having, at 10 o'clock, Hillary Klug is going to do a...
workshop.
More of a workshop on the dance floor, and it's going to be geared towards the Bigfoot Stomp. That's what we're titling it. And she does buck dancing, and Saturday night we're having a contest at 9 o'clock. I've made this really nice trophy out of a rock with a Bigfoot mounted on top. And it's whoever is the champion of that dance contest, they are going to get to take home this custom-made trophy from Bob Off and Dwayne Davis.
But actually, that rock is a crystal.
It is. I found that rock in my farm field.
Really?
And it's solid quartz rock.
Quartz rock. Mm-hmm.
I could hardly drill into it with a carbide drill tip, but I did, and it's really a cool trophy, and I can't wait to see somebody get that trophy. It's just going to be real exciting to hand it out.
Now, is there camping? Can folks come and camp, or is camping happening this time?
Yeah, camping is happening. We've already got trailers sitting out there. We get as many as 60 to 70 RV campers, and it's primitive, but we have so many of these people bringing these quiet generators. They can run their air and still be comfortable, and it's nice. And then we've had as many as 50 tent campers. The tent camping is phenomenal. It's in the shade, all mowed nice, manicured, and we even have a special area this year called the Bigfoot Encounter Camp area if people want to get a little bit,
rugged.
They may even get a visit by Bigfoot through the middle of the night. You just never know. You never know what's going to happen at Wyoming Creek. It's always, Dwayne and I talked about this the other day. We go to a lot of bluegrass festivals, and ours isn't just the same old thing. It's always exciting. I mean, you might be sitting there, and you just don't know what's going to happen in where the people are sitting in their lawn chairs. I mean, a gorilla has normally come through every year, and that's kind of why we went off into Bigfoot this year. Everybody loves the gorilla. He goes around, shakes hands, and has a good time. So it's going to be a hoot this year. If you're looking for an exciting time, it's one not to miss.
And will there be food vendors and things where folks can get a bite to eat as well?
Oh, man, the food is great there.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
No, it is.
We've got Bigfoot pork chops, Bigfoot long hot dogs. We've even got one of the local churches that has bought the little Bigfoot cookie cutters. They're making Bigfoot cookies, and they're really jumping in on the logo this year of going with Bigfoot, and homemade ice cream, and there'll be kettle corn and pork rinds, and it's just a great venue when it comes to food. And then we're going to have a lot of other vendors with crafts, and we've got one gal coming in, P.F. Hendricks out of Kokomo. She's going to be selling Yeti products, which is good, high quality clothing, hiking things, and we've got a guy coming that's going to be selling oils and balms for beards and mustaches and combs. And we'll have a beer garden. There'll be a beer garden, beer and wine, seltzers. They're out of Frankfurt. And it's just going to be a great venue and never a dull moment.
And certainly a family event. One of the things I like best about it is all the way from young kids to grandma and grandpa, there's something for everybody at this event.
There sure is. And, you know, someday, if somebody's never been and they're really wanting to sample this, see how they like it, Sunday we are running a special, and it's for $20, and that includes two adults and up to four kids. And even if you bring five kids, you're going to get in for $20. That's just the kind of people we are. And we're calling that Bigfoot Stomp Sunday, and it has church service, Bigfoot 5K. There's going to be a guy there chainsawing Bigfoot live on the spot. This guy's a great artist. Mrs. Kate's going to be leading kids in singing of music at 1 o'clock. And then we're going to have the Bigfoot / Jesus scavenger hunt at 2 o'clock at the cabin. And then also we are going to have a Bigfoot talk by Jack Fivecoat at 3 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, we're going to auction off the Bigfoot, the one that was made right on the property. We're going to auction him off somebody. And I think this Bigfoot's going to be probably 4 to 5 foot tall.
Ooh. So bring a trailer.
Yep.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. So, again, folks, tell everybody it's coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, correct? There's events each of those days?
Yep.
And lots of music, lots of food.
Yep.
Craft vendors might bring your lawn chairs. If somebody wants to not sit on the ground, you might bring your lawn chairs.
Anything else? You need your lawn chairs.
Okay. Anything else folks should bring that maybe aren't camping there for the whole event?
If they like to jam and play music, you can always find a group that's playing music off to the side somewhere, and you can join right in. And I did forget to mention Stu Lauterbach. He does the slow jam workshop on Friday night and Saturday for people who don't like to play fast and they just kind of want to really enjoy a slower pace of music. His group has grown every year. And you can get everything online. I think, do you guys have it on your internet so people can actually get a link to it or something?
Yeah, I know she put an article up, but I have your flyer with the
QR code
on it, and I'll make sure that goes up too.
Great.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Well, tell everybody again, it's 10 miles west of Kokomo, the easiest way from folks coming from the Frankfort area. What I would say would be go down to 29 and just take 29 north, and then you're going to turn back east, and you'll see a sign. There are signs there. But if you're coming from another direction, easiest way is maybe 10 miles west of Kokomo, but there are signs directing you. I've seen them all over at this point.
Well, I'm glad you're paying attention to our song.
Well, we have an affinity for it, so we are hoping that you have a wonderful, wonderful festival. It sounds like so much fun.
Well, thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
Dwayne and Bob, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it as well with the Winding Creek Festival. It's coming up this weekend. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you'd like more information, you can always go to the website, or you can call us here at the station, and we'll have information here for you as well. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, ladies.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's going to be a fun Winding Creek Festival, I can tell you. They are not, you don't want to miss that.
It's a hoot. It's really cool to go and listen to the music. It's fantastic.
And
then
you can roll in with your RV. It's just a chill. You talk about a nice chill and fun weekend. There you go.
Yeah, and I love the fact, like you said, educational programs, cramming going on all the time. Family friendly. Doesn't matter what age. There's something for everybody. So it's really cool.
All right. Well, we'll have more. And, of course, when we get a little closer to the event, you can check it out. We'll put it up on the ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and BooneCountyDailyNews.com as well. A couple of other things happening today is the Board of Public Works will be meeting at 5 o'clock. The Common Council will be meeting at 7 o'clock. Those are happening today. Also, Women's Recovery Conversations by Women for Women. That will be happening today as well. That's hosted by Heather Wales, and that is with Women's Recovery at Trinity Hope Center. That starts from 5 o'clock until 6. Tomorrow is a Dine to Donate at Applebee's. This is to support Frankfurt Education Foundation, Teacher Grants, and United Way. It's all day. And so all you have to do for this one is you don't have to take a paper in this time, but you do need to use code DOIN, D-O-I-N, GOOD. Not doing, but doing good. D-O-I-N, good. Yeah. At Applebee's. And again, these funds stay local, so if you would like to help out with them, you can. Also, coming up from the Burlington area, tomorrow is a Burlington Town Hall meeting that starts at 7 o'clock. The Carroll Consolidated School Corporation has a school board meeting tomorrow night. You can look forward to that at 6 o'clock. Also, if you are going to the Sparkling Success Leadership Series put on by Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets, you do have to get your RSVP in by tomorrow, nope, by Wednesday. And so that is actually coming up on the 19th, the following Wednesday, but you do have to have your registration and your RSVP by Wednesday. There's a Main Street Mixer that's happening a little later this week. That's with Tornado Roofing is hosting it in September at those two lines are running together. So let me find out more on that. It will be from 5:30 till 6:30 with light appetizers. And I will find out more on that one for you because that does look a little about where it's going to be. There's a Downtown Tune Night that is coming up on Thursday. Off the Hook Indie will be who you get to see on the Farmers Bank. Well, it's now not the Farmers Bank anymore, but the sign still says down there, Farmers Bank Performance Center Stage. It will be changing soon as well, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. We just talked about the Winding Creek Festival. Also coming up on Saturday, there's a pickleball tournament, 9 a.m. TPA Park Courts, and all proceeds benefit the Frankfurt Firefighters Local 705 Benevolent Fund. That's coming up on Saturday. Do It in Delphi is coming up on Saturday. They just had their Old Settlers Festival this weekend. I drove through, and it was very busy when we went through Friday evening at Old Settlers. But coming up this weekend, it's another Do It in Delphi Market on Market. Clinton County Special Olympics is having a car wash bake sale fundraiser. That's coming up on Saturday, 9 o'clock until noon at Souls Harbor Missionary Baptist Church. That's at 357 Alhambra Avenue, and it's for a free will donation, and of course the proceeds benefit athletes and the county program. Camp Column is hosting Ranger Hoppy Appreciation Day. That's coming up on Saturday. That's from 11 o'clock until 2 with a Glover's Ice Cream Social. Also, there's going to be harness racing. Of course, that's at the fair grounds. That is at 11 a.m. on Saturday. From Thorntown, the public library on Friday is having community bingo. That's from 6 until 7:30. And Saturday, they're having a puzzle showdown summer edition. This is teens, adults, and seniors. You do have to register in advance for that. Also, another concert with the Summer Concert Series is coming to Prairie Creek Park. That is coming up on Saturday evening. It will be the Time Travelers and the Flying Toasters. Mm-hmm. Talk about another great show. Hands off to the folks that are putting these shows together, because there have been some great bands, and this is going to be a great show sponsored by Ruoff Mortgage in Frankfurt.
And there is an inside rumor, I'm going to put it right now, that there may be a special guest. Maybe. I have it on good authority that is a good possibility.
Okay. I will stick with that. Then TNT Car Shows presents Wesley Manor's Car Show. That's coming up on Sunday, 1:30 until 5. $20 registration fee, 50-50 door prizes. The top 20 trophies for cars. There will be best of show, engine and paint, truck, unfinished, hot rod, most rusted, and rat rod. I love the most rusted category.
Yeah, I could pretty much do that with what we drive now.
There will be music as well from the 50s and 60s and food trucks. That's all happening at Wesley Manor on the Event Center lawn. And then coming up, I'm just giving you a little heads up in advance because you would have to register for this, but with our friends at the Paul Philippi Resource Center, they're going to be heading to the Indiana State Fair coming up on the 18th. However, if you would like to go, you do need to get with them and get your reservation in for that. So I just wanted to give everybody a heads up that if you want to go next week, you have this week to kind of plan and get your reservation in to go to the Indiana State Fair. So I think those are some of the things happening in our area this weekend. And as always, you know, keep your eyes on Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County Daily News.com because Melissa will have lots more details there as well for a lot of the things happening in our community. So we are at the halfway point. We will take a quick break. We will come back with Anita Stewart, Executive Director of United Way for Clinton County on WILO and Boone's Best 1027.